Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you gorgeous people that I love. Oh, it's a kind of a chilly, overcast day in Southern California, but I'm coming to you from my home. I'm having so much fun this weekend. My nephew and his wife and their two boys are in town, and so we all, including the baby, went to Santa Monica Pier and played games and did rides. And we had a ball. We had an absolute ball. So it's a happy, happy weekend. And yesterday I said, okay, what's the highest way I can serve all my people on Sunday? And what's up for everybody? And the first thing they took me to is, and it's coming up a lot in the private, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. And here for most of us is literally being here and being the embodiment of the powerful gods that we are. You are supposed to be here. You chose to be here. You wanted to be here. So, you know what I'm hearing right now. So get the damn lesson, will you? And move on and just be happy. Okay, that's funny. The second thing they gave me was, I betray me, God betrays me. Okay, let me be clear. Let me be clear that we are the God of us. So if we are betraying ourselves, the God of us has to betray us also, because we're it. And the core belief that we are betraying ourselves with the most is, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself. So that can look like giving yourself up for everybody else. That can look like creating ill health because you think you have to work yourself to death, or ill health because you're getting what you want, you need to pay for it some way. There's a myriad of ways that that belief can play out, but I'm inviting everyone right now to look at where you're abandoning your own creation, whether it's because of yourself or because of somebody else. Well, it's always because of ourselves, the channel saying. It can appear that you have to give up yourself to take care of people, but it's really your decision to do that, so it all comes back to us. So just take a minute. I'm very clear where I abandoned myself. I abandoned myself a lot financially by lending people money that does not get paid back to me. And I'm a lot better at it. But oftentimes just overextending myself energetically. So I leave you with that. And let's balance. Oh, wait, there's one more thing. Then they took me to the play Hamilton, to the number I wish I'd been in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, meaning stop trying. Stephen's laughing now because we just had a conversation about that. So stop trying, guys. If you're trying to get somewhere, you are telling your brain that you are not there. And you know it's got to work the other way. You've got to claim what you want to create what you want. I am the powerful God of me that is creating blah, blah, blah right now. Okay? Now we can balance everything, invoking the symbol formula by the flame golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. I've just got to tell you guys, that baby, that grandson, he just smiled and laughed and was so present with all of us. But I got to ride in the back seat with him. And he held my hand the whole way there. And he held my hand as he drifted off to sleep on the way home. Grandma was in heaven. And with that, we are going to go to the calls. And we're going to start with Miss Lisa in Florida. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe. What's up?
Page one, number
yes.
six, claim all yes. positives on the initial energy transformation, the sheet.
Uh-huh.
Can you just explain that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means you are directing all of the positives on sheet one in your energy. So I am directing... What?
I
know I am the energy of consciousness. I'm directing me to know that. I am directing the positive in all life subjects. I am knowing that I am complete. I am completion.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
I think I was confused on, I know this sounds silly, but positive.
No, it doesn't sound silly at all, Lisa. You hear it every show, pretty much. What do you want? Well, I don't want, and we're just trained to say what we don't want because we don't take time and focus to get extremely clear of what we do want. That's why it's so important only to direct the positive of what you want. Got it?
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. You bet. Good question. I don't think I've ever had that one before. We like new questions. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
Hello, beautiful Dee.
Oh, hello, beautiful Cheryl.
Thank you. I am wanting and creating a beautiful, easy-flowing blood pressure and happy, healthy heart. And I'm wondering if supplements that I have in front of me, numbered 1 through 15, if any are maybe not good for me, not helping me at this time, and
well,
what more I can do.
Okay, guys, I say it in and out on most of the shows, yes, and I'm not a doctor. I can tell you this, though, that's an absolute truth. If you are not doing your energetic work around what is behind the physical challenges, then medicine can help you just so much.
Yeah, they're all supplements, and I thought I'd done it, but then I've taken a huge backslide this last 2 weeks, and I'm a little unclear.
Okay,
I
so that's what you want to know. what caused the backslide so that you can direct the opposite positive. Okay? That's the highest, yes. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Superman.
Okay. Well, that goes right in alignment with what we talked about at the top of the show. So,
yeah, of course.
Yeah. So where are you trying to be Superman, Cheryl? Or Superwoman?
Anywhere.
Where are you overextending yourself?
You know, they said that last time, and I pretty much lay in bed all day, so I just don't know. That one's bamboozling me.
Well, this is, well, first of all, they want to know why you're freaking laying in bed all the time.
Really depressed, and I can't find my purpose at all.
Okay. So by laying in bed and being depressed about laying in bed, you are not living your purpose. Your purpose here, guys, I've said it a million times to a million different people. Your purpose is to be happy. If you are not allowing yourself to live your purpose and be happy, then your body is going to take that on.
Can I clarify that laying in bed watching movies does bring me the most happiness given all the other circumstances?
Well, yeah, but that's what you have to let go of given all the other circumstances. So let me ask you this, Cheryl. Are you going to stay in bed and watch movies until you die?
No, I've been doing great lately, getting out and going around. I got on a board of directors, you know, on something that's my passion. That's why I'm so shocked that I took such a backslide.
You took a backslide. Look, guys, and it happens to a lot of us. It doesn't have to happen. So here's Cheryl. She did a lot of work on herself. She stepped into her power. She created the board of directors. She started living her power, and then she got scared and said, oh, I can't handle all this. Highest, most correct, most complete. Is this ringing true to you at all?
Only because I'm meeting with so many unauthentic people. It's like, I don't want to deal with this. This is not the tribe I enjoy.
Oh,
yeah.
But that's the tribe that needs you.
I know. But it's
so
really
so the highest thing we're looking at, Cheryl, is your judgment.
Okay.
You can't look. How could I do my job and assist you all in getting clarity if every caller I took, I judged you for being less than, instead of enlightened people who are looking for higher answers?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I can tell you, and I'm telling all of you, if in your environment you are seeing a lot of toxic people, you, one of your pillars, how I see the world, is that there are toxic people in it. And if that is your perspective, you will draw toxic people to you, or you will see them as toxic, whether they are or not. So it's all about shifting your perspective, Cheryl. Do you understand?
Okay.
How
yeah,
I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. Right now, you're seeing the world as a toxic place.
oh, how I'm seeing the world seeing me, because I went in, as I always do, as Pollyanna. No, we can fix this. We can heal this. We can make this better than it ever was. And I came up all, with all these creative, original ideas, and they were all wowed. And then I started getting shut down in every corner. I'm like, that's okay. I can do it this way. That's okay. I can do it this way. But you're right. What got to me was finally how they started seeing, perceiving me and me taking that on.
I'm not
a kumbaya girl. I'm a bridge healer.
Okay. So if you are a bridge healer and that was your own self-definition, then you have to attract bridges to heal.
Yeah. And that's weird.
And you can't do that by judging him, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's perfect. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a brilliant conversation that I hope everybody followed. Okay.
Thank you.
Like, you're welcome, sweetheart. Like Lanny says a lot, well, I'm the fixer. I'm the guy that fixes things. I said, well, honey, you will always need somebody or something to fix if you're defining yourself that way. And I must say, I find a lot of things around the house that he's really good at fixing. Susan in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I have a question, and it comes from a pattern that I know I've had in my life. And the question is, how do I stop the jackboot of evil from crushing my life?
Dear God, Susan, how long have you been a part of this community?
I haven't. I just have been watching your videos recently.
Okay, good. First of all, there is no evil. So if there's no evil energy, how can it crush you? Energy is neutral. Neutral. That's science. You learned it in fifth grade. Energy can be positive or evil depending on our perspectives, our beliefs, and our direction of it. What religion were you raised, Susan?
I wasn't involved in it for decades, but I was raised Catholic.
Yeah. So your little child, trust me, little Susan, still believes in evil. Still believes she's a sinner. That people are going to get her.
D, how do you explain the fact that when I exposed the corruption and the murder cover-up of my 19-year-old son, that they all came for me and brought false charges and put me, imprisoned me when I never committed any crimes? That's evil.
Yes, Susan, that's evil, and the principles of this work is that if, okay, let's start from the simplest thing. As you believe, it is delivered to you. Not what's right or wrong, not what God decrees, as you believe. Because your belief system is running the show and the creation of your life. So when I say you absolutely believe in evil, yes. You absolutely believe that and have since a little girl, yes, that evil and evil people are out to get you. Yes. That is the belief you have to turn around, baby. And I know it makes no sense in our minds. If you all can grasp whatever your belief is, that is your perspective of the world. Your perspective of the world is what you create in your life. and the experiences that you live that make you believe that that's the way it is. The way it is the way you believe. So I am inviting you into your freedom, Susan. Was what happened to you okay? No. Was it right, in quotation marks, as far as defining what's right in the world? Frick no, it wasn't. And if you want to be free, you want to start seeing a world where everything shows up for you in love and honesty. Honesty is actually the highest word for you, that the world is an honest world. And I'm reminding all of you to please, in your daily direction, all injustice is brought to justice now. The more we direct that in our lives, for ourselves, for our country, for our world, for our universe, the more right happens. Okay? That's a mini, thorough, complete lesson in 5 minutes, Susan. Now, your opportunity is to start doing that. How can I see the world that's a world of love and honesty that takes care of me? How can I? Where can I choose to do that? How can I remind my brain to defer to that? That's your answer. There's nothing higher. I just asked. All right, sweetheart?
Well, I disagree with it. There are evil people, and they're doing evil things in this world, and it isn't part of my conditioning. There is a pattern, but I don't think that's been addressed. Sorry, Dee.
Well, that's fine, Susan. You absolutely have a right to hold on to, and she just hung up on me. So, hi, Dee. I'm calling in because I want you to tell me the answer that I want, not the answer that's going to help me. Not going to get you anywhere, guys. All righty. Well, that was probably the best lesson we'll all have today. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
You already came to me, but that was really interesting.
Oh,
I was,
gosh, Cheryl, I'm sorry.
But I was a whistleblower just like her, and that's so interesting. I'm like, man, I wish she knew I was a whistleblower, and I've been through what she's been through with the death threats, and the world's good. People are good.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. See, I was supposed to come back to you. When somebody drops, the switchboard shifts, and I can't tell. All right, baby, thank you. All right, Davina in Texas, you're on.
Hi, fabulous, wonderful, sexy D.
Hello, gorgeous. Did you call my cell phone? Yes,
I might
have
by accident.
That's okay. I said hello, and somebody hung up, and I went, I bet that's somebody from the show. Okay, what can I do for you, baby Kate?
Well, this has just been a wonderful call. I am interviewing and applying for jobs and interviewing, and so all this really plays nicely into
you
instead
bet.
Of going, you know, really, yeah, mapping out what I want and what I'm wanting to create as opposed to seeing what's wrong or right with necessarily any of them.
That's right, guys. Look, it's a whole chapter, I believe, in my book, Born. How I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. When those three things are in alignment, it's literally magnetizes to you what you want. So I've got to see myself as an actress. I've got to see a world where my acting is possible and wanted. And I've got to see all the people out there, the producers, the directors, the casting directors going, whoa, Dee Wallace, she's a good actress. Let's go get her. And when all those three things are in alignment, life shifts big time. So they want to give you a core belief. Davina, hold on. This page here, 1 through 5, 2. I don't know what I want. So get off and write out a list of everything you want in this job. And make sure happy working conditions are on there. What kind of people do you want? What kind of challenge do you want? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then go to your love place and just feel love around this job. And you'll magnetize exactly to you what you should. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
You bet. Well, we're building nicely on each other. Other here. Phyllis in New Mexico. You're on, baby. Good.
Hey.
God.
What's
all right.
Up?
Well, it's really noisy. Just.
Oh, sorry. I'm just, people were slamming weights. So I just need to go run outside. But I had a question that has to do with kind of past life stuff. And I've had the former Yugoslavia come up a couple of times. You know, first was like, I think, Kosovo, and then now it's Serbia was something I'm writing. I'm like, probably no interest, no knowledge of history of these places. But I was like, and then I realized the film I shot on, when I called her, I said, was that set in somewhere? She's like, yeah, it was set in Croatia. I was like, oh, okay.
Yes, right. You've had past lives there.
Okay, because I have no desire to go there or anything like that. But
no, but there is a lesson. Why it's coming forward for you, Phyllis, is there's a lesson, a message from those lives in those. Well, first of all, you were extremely poor in one life and extremely wealthy in another life.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. This page here. 1, 2, 4. Okay. They're taking me to core belief 1, I can never be God. And this is all coming up so that we all become clear. Look, you can be the God of you that lives in poverty. You can be the God of you that's mistreated by other people. You can be the God of you that's free and rich and helping your country, or free and rich and becoming a dictator over your country. God is a word for creator. God doesn't represent always what we were taught in Bible school. The first thing you're taught is God is love. Only if you're the God of you that defines it that way. Did you get your answer, Phyllis?
Yeah, you know, I also get that it's related to the mandala, which is different from a mandala. I was reading about that this morning, and then Ryan sent me a picture of an overhead roller coaster, which totally represented like a perfect mandala, which is like the balance of heaven and earth, you know, the whole light and dark.
Yeah.
And
rich,
yeah.
Poor.
Yeah. And then coming to this, hopefully it says by the end of your life, you have this perfect circle. And then Ryan's photo had this perfect circle in the center. So.
Uh-huh. So what's the message?
So I'm in sync.
Yes, and basically, guys, a circle doesn't have any positive and negative, does it? It doesn't have extremes like rich and poor.
Or evil. I heard the evil. I was like, okay, this is related.
Yeah, a circle is a complete entity unto itself that contains everything. So what are you focused on? The circle can be a lot of fun, and the circle can be a lot of fear. One of my grandnephews had an amazing time on the roller coaster yesterday. The other one was scared to death. So it's the different perspectives. Again, that's what the whole show is about. Which one are you going to choose?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of also, yeah, anyway, I can talk about that another time. But, yeah, I get it. I get it. Thank you.
Okay. Yep, you bet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good workout. I love it. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
Hi, how are you? I was doing, like, really deep work, and, you know, so many things are releasing, and that feels so wonderful. And
good.
You know, a lot of it is on, like, past life, but I'm just saying, is all of this, is there something else that I need to be aware of, or is it just that things are just all releasing? So.
Okay, so you want to know why things feel upset in your life? Is that what your question is?
No, because my life, I'm really, you know.
You want to know, Adele. Ask me exactly what you want to know.
Okay. So what I want to know is this just work, you know, stuff that's releasing from my life?
When you say it, what are you referring to? Is this just, what is this?
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for having me
sure.
do this.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So the past life that's
just
releasing.
Tell me what this is. You said is this representing? What is this? What's going on in your life that you want to understand, honey?
Okay. So I'm like really off when all of this is happening. And I don't know if there's something that I'm not addressing.
So you're off when what is happening?
When, like, I'm doing deep work. A lot of times I just, you know, my body feels like it's trying to get back into balance because, you know.
Okay, so my body feels weird when I'm doing really deep work, like releasing things?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do you see how long it took for us to get to what you really wanted to know about?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please, Adele.
Sound of Music.
Okay. We going to the first number and the last number. Okay. Basically, this is the belief. We might have to refine it a little. The more joyful and free you become, the more fear that someone will take it away from you and you will lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing a lot of deep work that is creating more freedom. And then the freedom creates the fear that you will lose the freedom. And now I'm going back to Phyllis, because this has something to do with her past lives, the loss of freedom. And, you know, depending on what's going on in the world and in politics and in the society, a lot of times, even the richer you are, the more in peril you can become, the more free you are. And we see that certainly in our country right now. Women are not free to make their own choices around their bodies now. Okay? So that's what it is. Your body is going, oh, remember the fear when you lost everything, when you were free? So you want to keep training your brain and reminding your brain that freedom equals support from the whole world, from all energy. You are supported and honored, that's the highest word, in your freedom. So if and when your body ever feels it, talk to your body and go, thank you, but you don't have to do that anymore, sweetheart, because I know that when I'm free, I'm honored in the world. And start training. Huh?
You hit it like right on the, because really, from just like remembering so many things and so forth, it was like my fear of everything I loved got taken away from me.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
What you're saying makes so much sense.
Great. Great. So
thank
now
you.
Go to your love place. That's what freedom feels like. That's your direction. You focus on that. Okay?
Thank you.
Beautiful.
So
you bet. Beautiful. Whoops, let me get you off there. All right. Jean-Marie, you're on.
Hi, that was great. Thank you, everyone. I want to know, I've had some seizures, I think they're seizures, where my back of my throat just closes as I stop breathing. And it happened 2 nights ago, and it's been happening over the last couple of weeks very frequantly at night.
Okay, when you say the word seizures, my pendulum goes to no. So let's just look at, I'm not a doctor, but let's look at energetically. Can you turn me off so I don't keep hearing myself? Energetically, well, anyway, I'll just keep going. What's behind it is sheets, books. Give me a movie, Jean-Marie.
Saving Private Ryan.
Okay. You don't have to save yourself, Jean-Marie. You just have to create yourself. It's two entirely different things. When you are subconsciously focused on saving yourself, that tells yourself you're in danger. And what happens when you're in danger? You stop breathing.
That makes sense.
Where do you think you're in danger?
The electricity from my brain giving, signals to my heart and to my breathing apparatus.
No, baby. Where in your life do you feel like you're in danger other than your health?
I guess money.
I'm getting a big yes on that. Okay, and when I say you really have a lot to worry about financially, it goes right to no. Is that true?
Right, that is true.
Okay, so again, guys, we're back to whatever perspective you're holding on the world or money or your safety as you believe that's the experience you're living in. Change your belief, sweetheart. Okay? I got to go. I can't hear myself. I just keep hearing everything I'm saying, and it's taking me out of the channel, Jean-Marie. Thank you. You got your answer, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Guys, I don't know. I'm not technically adept at telling you how to fix your thing so that doesn't happen, but I can't hear myself when I'm channeling. It just takes me out. Donna in California, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty fab.
That's good. Yeah, I wanted to know what you were picking up as far as my finances getting better. I'm retired, and I kind of depend on windfalls and gifts and things like that.
Okay. So do you depend on your directing and manifesting those windfalls?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I get a yes on that you do, but they want to take you to a core belief. This page.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I do not have permission to love who I am when I have money. I do not love who I am when I create a lot of money. So going to both your mom and dad, what did they teach you about having a lot of money?
They didn't have very much. I mean, they kind of struggled with 8 kids, you know. My father working.
Yeah, and they didn't like it, did they?
No, I don't think so.
Well, none of us like struggle.
No.
And we blame money a lot for the struggle that we're in.
Yes.
Okay. So when I say you love money, my pendulum goes to no, Donna. If you want more money and you want to create money, and that means the lotto or windfalls or gifts from other people or whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You got to love money.
So what do I do? Just say affirmations, I love money? Or
Now, how long have you been with us, Donna?
Quite a while.
Okay. What creates everything, Donna?
We do, I guess. We do.
Love, baby.
God, and yeah.
Okay, so no is the answer to your question. You don't just say the words.
Okay.
You take yourself through choice into your love place. Feel love, think love, be love. And all will be created for you, unless you have a belief that love equals bad things. And then you have, when I say you have that belief, I get a no. Right. Loving money will help her create more money? Yes. And then get up every day and go, okay, what can I do to create more money? I'm absolutely allowing money to come into me from everyone and every place else. And what can I do today to create more money? Which, by the way, all of you that were on the last webinar, the love webinar, it was so great. We did it on camera this time. On Zoom, so we saw everybody, and I gotta say, I was so damn proud of my daughter. I've got all these emails. Oh my God, Dee, I learned so much from your daughter. It just makes me proud. So anyway, Donna, that's your answer, baby. Just love it more. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing that. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Thank you so much. It's very
you
helpful.
Bet, baby cakes. You bet.
Thank you.
All right, Jennifer in Indianapolis, you be on.
Hello, Dee. So this has been so great this whole hour.
Thank you.
And my question is, really just every spot was like boom, boom, boom. My question is, during the day, I'm positive, I'm energetic, I'm off, I'm running. But sometimes I wake up with tears in my eyes. Is there something that I'm
the first thing that came in, Jennifer, from the channel was you define tears as a negative. They're saying they're happy tears, they're positive tears.
Okay.
So
that maybe.
Go ahead. Ask the question. Maybe what?
That's it. Maybe that. Maybe I'm having dreams, this and that, that are giving me answers that have me wake up with tears in my eyes because
yes.
it's such a relief. That kind of thing.
Well, they don't like the word relief as much as realization. It's like I was doing work with a client in person this week, and the channel took her to exactly what the source and where the beginning when she got plugged into this fear. And as soon as the channel said it, she burst into tears of relief because she was releasing what was creating the fear.
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what's
okay.
happening to you. But I
okay.
often say, guys, you know, in private sessions, somebody will say, oh, here come the tears. And I said, please welcome the tears. Because when the tears come, any actor will tell you, you are truly in the experience in your heart. And that's where your freedom is.
Right.
Okay, baby?
Oh, that wonderful. Thank you, Dee. That makes
you bet.
All the sense to me. Thank
great.
You.
You bet. All right, Miss Wilma in Ottawa, you're on.
This is an amazing call today, Dee. I'm so happy that I'm here live.
Me too.
I do want you, before I'm finished, to run that pendulum question you just asked for the other lady, because money struggle has been a big thing for me. And when you ask
okay,
that
question, they're saying it's not about money. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie. Any movie that pops in, Wilma.
Oh, my God. Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
I'd struggle for that, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's about, is struggle.
So here's what was going to be my original question when I was, when I called in. I woke up this morning and I was automatic writing that today is the beginning of, today I've come full circle and I'm ready to wipe the slate clean and start over again. So it was a very positive feeling. And then when I started the call, I started to get a headache. So it's almost like there's a part of me that's ready to run and jump in joy for what's lying in front of me. And it's almost then, as soon as the call started, there was a part of me that was like, oh, no, this can't be happening for you. So how weird is that?
Well, it's not weird at all. It happens to all of us every day. Okay, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to go do that. I'm excited. I got the hit. Holy shit, can I do this?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And that, you see, is your opportunity. When you hear, holy shit, can I do this? You go, you bet, baby. You felt it in your heart. You want to go for this. You wouldn't have experienced that if you weren't supposed to be here. All right, universe. Come on. Let me tell you, guys, I love everything Dick Wolf does. He's a producer. He does all the FBIs and Law and Orders. I love everything he does. Now, years and years ago, when I was starting out, I wrote Hal Prince a letter, the biggest producer on Broadway, and said, I'm coming to New York. Just think of it. Wouldn't you like to make an unknown girl from Kansas a star? I mean, it was the cheesiest, stupidest letter. And he called me 3 weeks later and said, come on, I want to fly you to New York to audition for me. So
wow.
Now I'm a successful actress. Probably for 4 to 6 months, I've been thinking about writing Dick Wolf. And then that, yeah, but would stop me, Wilma. And finally, I went, okay, you know, I knew this. I knew to believe in myself. I knew what I wanted in the beginning. Why the hell, now that I've got 300 credits under my belt, would I be afraid to write Dick Wolf? So I sat down right then before my monkey mind could do any more damage, and I wrote that note and sent it off. I want to do Super Soul Sunday. And by the way, I would love you all to let Oprah know that. You want me on it. So I sat down and I wrote Oprah. That's what I mean when we sit and we think about it and we think about it. By thinking about it, we think we're actually doing something. When you have the hit, take action before you can argue yourself out of it, because it's just a, oh yeah, but what if it doesn't work? Well, what? It ain't going to work if you don't put it out there, Wilma. Right?
Wow. I'm feeling so much energy in my heart while you're sharing this. Thank you so much.
Just follow through on your hits, guys. You're going to love yourself a lot more. I mean, and I've got to go because we're over time, but I just sat there that night going, damn, I'm proud of myself. Damn, I feel good. I sat down and I did both those beautiful things that I wanted to do, trying to do, thinking about doing for months. I did them today, and boy, does it feel good. Okay?
So no more second guessing. I'm just going to go with the flow.
That's right.
Thank you.
If it makes you feel good in your heart, do it. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. All right. Oh, my God. What an amazing show you all created today. Let's say it loud and proud. Go to your love place. I love me. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.